Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Wiggins and Draymond will screen now for Curry. To Curry. Curry gets an open three. Look, it's on the way. Tie game! Tie game! There might be one more gift left under the tree. 17 points in the fourth. A great screen by Draymond. And Curry nails it. And it's James who pops out, wants the ball, that gets to Reeves. Reeves with five, with four, guarded by Wiggins. Reeves takes a drive left side, drives and gets a layup with 1 second to go in the game. Curry in the backcourt, gets it off, but I don't think it was in time. And somehow, the Warriors give up a layup with 1 second to go to lose. 115-113 the final. Well, the Warriors, this is a bad loss. You know, you lose to an L.A. team that didn't have Anthony Davis for all but 7 minutes. You don't take advantage of that. You fought your way back into the game. You tie the game on a three by Steph Curry, a season high, 38 points for Curry, 17 of those in the fourth quarter, and then you give up a layup to lose a game. This is a tough loss, and the Warriors now are 3-10 in their last 13 games.
No, it's an awful loss.
Yeah,
it really is. It's
actually
one,
3-11 in the last 14.
3-11.
My fault. Yeah,
it's one that you know you were favored to win coming into the game, and you could say, well, it was close to it. Yeah, I know. Well, they weren't favored by a lot, like four. But these are games. These are the teams. Like we saw these teams. If you watched them, you listened to us tonight. They're flawed teams. And you got to be able to beat those at home, right?
Yeah.
And maybe go 50-50 on the road, but these are the teams you're going to be competing with for seeding at the end of the year. And you don't want to have to be in that play-in game again. That's why trying to get to four is so important because you get home court, and then 5-6, you're in the playoffs. You don't want to be 7-8-9-10. Certainly don't want to be 11. But Phoenix is scuffling right now. They were 11. And again, I don't read that much into it. I'm just saying for context where kind of everybody is stacked up. Because they're all about 2-3 games apart from everybody is really what it is. There's a break at four where those teams have separated themselves by 2.5-3 games. And then there's another little break at the very end of the conference. But there's about six teams that are just right there. They just move up and down. Up and a couple games up, a couple games down. You're in fifth, you're in tenth, you're in 11th, you're in fourth. Or not fourth, but fifth. So you got to win the games. And then when you have a team that's hobbled, like this team with Anthony Davis being out, 0 points, 0 assists, 2 rebounds, 7 minutes. Like, this guy has been a stud this year. A stud. And you're like, okay, that's when now we absolutely have to win. Like, if I were to give you the Warriors were favored by 4, 4.5 coming into the game, without Anthony Davis, it probably would have been 6.5. Like, that's how much he's worth. And then you find a way not to win it. But you do claw back, right? You do show that what you're capable of at the end of the game. The Lakers really made an awful mistake defensively at the end of the game, leaving Steph open. But you capitalize. You have to capitalize on those. They did. And then you come back, and Wiggins gets just blown right by, which is really surprising because Wiggins is a really good defender. And I'm just not sure if he was waiting for the pull-up, like if Reeves surprised him going all the way to the rim, or if he thought he was going to go right, because all he did is give him a little jab step. Now, for those that don't know, a jab step is you square up a guy, you have the ball in front of you, and you just step one way. And you try to get the defender moving that way, and then you go back the other way. So that's all that was. It wasn't anything special. It's just I have to assume that Wiggins was caught off guard by what maybe he thought he was going to do, how much time he had left. Maybe he was looking for a step back. I'm not sure. But then he gets all the way to the rim, inside hands him with the right hand, and boom, layup. You just aren't expecting to see a layup with 1 second left in the game. And it just that was a rough one because you didn't play great, but neither did the Lakers. You both fought. You're both right there at the end. And right now, it's very clear that we've mentioned, you mentioned clutch games all the time because that's all they play in.
Yeah.
That the other teams are making more plays, smarter plays at the end of these games than the Warriors are right now. And that's something that they got to address. They have to be able to get in these games because they're going to get more of them because that's all they're in, and figure out a way, whatever it is, offensively, defensively, they just got to figure out a way to win these games because this isn't the team that's going to win a bunch of games by double digits anymore. They got to figure out a way to win these close games because they're losing too many of them.
Yeah, you know, and tonight the bench didn't give them what they usually give them. And it's just the starters were good tonight, and they did a nice job, but you got guys on the bench, or every player on the bench, with the exception of Pajemski, was a minus, and Pajemski was a plus two.
Yep.
And you just got to get some other guys coming to the forefront. Curry had 38, season high. He was fantastic all night long, and really good. 6 assists, 21 points, 12 rebounds for Andrew Wiggins. He was good. The last play, there was no weak side help on the defense there,
yeah,
which probably should have been there.
Yep.
you have to be looking to get in that defensive help. But again, to me, it's just disappointing because if you're a good team, when you see a guy like Anthony Davis go out, you just hit the accelerator. You put the hammer down,
mm-hmm,
and make that team think, oh, we're not going to win without our star. And they didn't do that today. And that's kind of a disappointing thing, but it's why they're 3-11 in their last 14 games. And, they're starting with that game in San Antonio. Winnable game.
Yep.
They don't screw up the end of the third quarter. They start the fourth quarter, yep, with a 17-point lead, and they probably coast in that game. But they didn't. They gave the Spurs life. Spurs came back, and they were really good in the fourth quarter. And we can go through chapter and verse on all these games, yep, where they've had chances to win. But there's going to be some non-winnable games coming up in the future. And maybe Steph doesn't play, or Draymond's out, or they're playing, a team that, Cleveland, Boston, OKC, they get it going. And they've shown they can play with those teams, but there's going to be a couple of nights like the night against Dallas where there's nothing you could do. You're going to lose that game. And so these winnable games, these are the ones that are going to come back. And, if you end up being in a play-in situation, these are the games you look to and say, okay, that's why they're here. So
yeah, and then you keep losing in similar fashion, right? You just don't execute at the very end of the game where, like, if you lose, you lose. If the team makes a play, that's fine. And I don't want to take anything away from Austin Reeves. He made a play.
Made a play.
But it wasn't anything special. It was just, again, jab, step, drive. And if you were to ask me, okay, at the end of the game, he has the ball. Left wing. Of everybody that's on the court, who do you want on him?
Wiggins.
I would have said Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Of course, I want Wiggins on him. I always want Wiggins on the most dangerous player, and that's LeBron, but LeBron didn't have the ball, so he wasn't the most dangerous player. Reeves was. And again, it's a weird play because I would have never expected that to happen. If he had a step back, okay, but not go right by him, which leads me to believe that he was just, he caught him off guard. He wasn't looking for that. He wasn't expecting that. Not an excuse.
I fully thought, we've seen this with Wiggins time and time again. I fully thought he was going to get there and block the shot because that's what,
yep,
he does.
Yep.
He's a great coming from behind. He can block shots. So.
Yeah, well, Reeves got him with that inside hand, too.
Right.
Because I think he thought maybe he'll go left-hand layup, and he got the right hand. So
I'm going to console you with a peanut butter ball.
Peanut butter balls will console me over just about anything. Because, again, they're fantastic.
Peanut beer. Butter balls and a beer, and you're okay.
I'm all good to go.
You're through all your problems.
I'm all good to go. Well, at least it gets easier. At least they go down to L.A. to play the Clippers.
Another team they've lost twice to.
Yep.
A team that's not a good matchup for them because they're long and bigger, and they've got one of the most underrated players in the league, in my opinion, in Ivica Zubac. Mm-hmm. This guy knows how to play. He's got great footwork. He's big. He's talented. He can shoot. He's just a really good NBA player, and that to me is one of the most underrated trades in recent NBA history. That was flat out a steal for the Clippers.
Yeah, who'd they hit the Lakers? Give
Mike Muscala.
That's right, Muscala.
Mike Muscala.
Yeah.
Bucknell Bison.
And I did, I did read where there's a possibility that Kawhi could be back.
Oh.
Yeah. They said that, I think they said that would be the first game that he might be able to come back. So, I mean, I doubt it. But if he's back, that just makes him longer, more athletic, and better defensively.
In the Warriors championship run, he was the only superstar the Warriors had a losing record against.
Yeah.
Even though they had a winning record against LeBron, winning record against whomever, pick a guy. But not Kawhi.
Not Kawhi.
Nope.
So. Well, again, they just need to figure out a way. And I know, look, I know they've worked on this over and over and over in practice. Late game situations.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Defensively. Offensively. What's the score? What's the situation? What are we trying to accomplish? Who's on the court? And you just... Again, you got to try to figure this out, and you just don't want to have to be in that, 8, 9, 10, 11, or 9, 10, 11, 12 range where you're having to play that play-in game at the end of the year. And again, I know we're early, but all these games count. You're only going to play the Lakers so many times. You're only playing the Clippers
right.
so many times.
Right.
And, once you get to a certain point of the season, you're not getting a chance to play them head-to-head and make up ground. The only way you'll make up ground if you are behind is they lose and you win. You don't control your own destiny at that point.
That's why the win in Minnesota was a huge win, because
yes.
now you're up in the head-to-head category.
Yep.
And so that's important. But
just disappointing.
It is. Disappointing. This is a tough loss. It's a bad loss because the Warriors should have won this game, considering the circumstances. And it's just, they let one again, they've let another game get away, and that's very frustrating. So
we just got some coal. We got some coal at
we
the end of the
coal.
Night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Coal. It's not coal swider, it's coal.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
That was no.
G League knowledge for 30, please. Yes.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
All right. So All Clippers right. and then we'll be back together on Saturday.
Saturday we get to see KD and the Suns.
And then we'll be seeing a whole bunch of each other.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I think we got every other day.
It's going to get a little frustrating, a little annoying. Tempers will be flaring by the end of the road, end of the homestand.
That's right. It'll be like training camp.
What do you want, RC?
Play something. Play
with. I got your elevation sensation right here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. RC will be a frustration sensation by the end of that homestand. Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas. Yeah, Merry
absolutely.
Christmas. We should also keep perspective. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And early in the season, long season, but some things that have changed.
Yeah, things have to change, and they have, that's the one benefit that they have right now is that they're 29 games in, then there's still over 50 games left. So they can get it turned around. They can get some things going in the right direction, but you're right. Things have to be a little bit different.
Yep.
All right. Tom Tolbert with us here on Christmas, and we wanted to pass along our greetings to you and yours.